Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Now, it's cooled off a little bit. We're down to 82, but that's because of the torrential thunderstorms that are rolling through. Overnight lows about 70, and the thunderstorms, one way or another, just so you know, they're going to be with us through this afternoon, through this evening, through the overnight, right through the morning commute. Another reason, if you needed one, to tune in the morning. Take a listen to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. Rich is doing a good job. He's a friend, and I want you to make sure you tune into him first thing tomorrow at 6, especially with the weather being what it is. My laptop is dead. It's official. I'm going to update my friend Craig Peterson on that. Now, oh, yeah, we'll talk about some other stuff, more important stuff for everybody, but I want him to join in my misery. I mean, why should I be the only one? Good afternoon, Craig.
Hey, I heard you've been kind of shopping around your laptop repair here.
Yes, and here's what the laptop guy at Nerds2Go told me. A technical term. He said it's broken, and that's it. Now, I think there was one other term he might have used, but I don't think I can use that here. So they took out the hard drive. The hard drive is going to the data recovery magicians to hopefully recover the data. But the rest of the laptop itself, in addition to the hard drive being toast or whatever it is, the battery was going. And his rule of thumb, and I thought it sounded like a good one, he said, look, if it's going to cost more than $300 to repair it, I say don't bother repairing it. I say get yourself a new one. So the cost to repair it was well in excess of that. So the body of the laptop has now been passed on to a great group we have here, Craig, called Tech for Troops. And it's they take older tech pieces and they repurpose them and they renew them and they give them to deserving veterans. So, I'm miserable about the one part, but I'm really happy about the end stage user, you know?
Yeah, so you're telling me that you're taking your broken laptop and giving it to the troops? That's nice of you.
Well, there is this whole stop in the middle where the Tech for Troops folks will actually turn it into a working laptop again. See, I may have skipped right over that
part. Okay, so you didn't bother doing that first. You're going to let them do it. I see how this goes, Jeff. Yeah, I'm learning here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the hard drive, did you know, Craig, that hard drives are now like, they're not even the size of a 3x5 card. They're tiny.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they're not even drives anymore. Well, they're not spinning drives anymore. Oh. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all solid state now, most of them. They don't last as long as the old spinning drives. That is, unless you keep dropping the drives, and then the spinning drives are, you know, don't last long when you drop them. But yeah, nowadays you're talking about SSDs for the most part. There's some really fast drives that you don't usually use them in a laptop, but you could, that are not all solid state. So there's a lot you can do. And I'm not going to bother reminding you that about 2 months ago, I told you about Backblaze and that you needed to install it and use it. So I'm not going to mention that because I don't want you to feel bad.
Thank you. I appreciate that because I have run out of tissues. now here's the flip side, and this ties right into what is the very first story in your Insider newsletter this week. The guy at Nerds2Go, when I told him, I said, well, I just want to know if they recover the data, are they going to be able to put it on a new laptop that is an Apple product? And he asked, well, why on earth would you go to an Apple product? And then he proceeded to tell me all the things that are bad about Apple. You cannot work on them. Everything is welded to the motherboard, and it's just anything you're going to find in the Mac world, you'll find in the Windows world. And then I open your newsletter, Microsoft Windows 11 Lies. So who's right, you or the guy at Nerds2Go?
Well, the Nerds guy is mostly correct there in that, yes, the new Apple or laptops, and this is true of kind of their desktop machines too, like the Mac Minis, but everything in them is, they don't weld it to the motherboard, but they do solder it on, directly on. Okay. And the idea behind this, and it's really good thinking on their part, is first of all, we mentioned dropping the laptop, right? So it's going to be more stable, but it also allows it to be a whole lot faster. So Apple is actually putting the memory in the main computer chip. That's why it's so much faster. And as far as if you can find it in the Apple world, you can find something equivalent in the Windows world. That is true. However, the Windows equivalent is actually going to be more expensive than the Apple equivalent if it really is equivalent. Right, so it's like going out there. You can buy a car. You can get a Yugo. They're probably expensive nowadays because they don't make them anymore. But you know, for a lot cheaper than you can get a really nice, great new car. Yeah. So there's truth in what he said, right? But remember what business he's in. He's in the business of upgrading computers.
True.
Right? So he likes to go in and he can add more memory to the laptop. He can pop out that disk and put in a new one. Yeah. That's the business he's in. You cannot do that with the Apple stuff anymore. It's also true of some of the Windows computers, particularly the Surface tablets, those type of tablets. You can't replace memory or upgrade it, et cetera. So an important safety tip is when you are buying a Mac, as I've mentioned this so many times over the years, get the biggest computer you can afford. And that's true with Windows as well. But it's going to last longer for you because it has more processing power or it has more memory or more storage space. So as far as your files and getting them back, the answer is, you can put them onto a Mac or you can put them onto a Windows computer. It really doesn't matter. But what I would ask him, I don't know what he's trying to do to recover your disk. You know, it can get very expensive very quickly. But if he's not like taking the hard disk itself apart in a clean room and trying to fix internal parts to the hard disk, I'll ask him to put it onto just a USB drive for you. Because then you can just plug it into your Mac or plug it into Windows computer or something else, copy your files over to where you want them, and then you're up and running. But that's exactly what happened with Backblaze. You know, if you had been using it at the time, and I know you're going to use it next time, if you had been using it at the time, they'll send you a hard disk, a USB drive, with all your files on it. You just plug it into your new computer, and you're off and running. They do a really great job, but, you know, what can you do now?
Well, besides weeping and gnashing my teeth, not much. So I am starting my subscription to Backblaze even before I have a new computer because I don't want to take any chances. But what about the Windows lies? Microsoft Windows 11 lies. Do I or do I not trust Microsoft Windows if, in fact, I do that?
You never, no, don't ever trust Microsoft, right? They're getting sued yet again. Google's getting sued yet again in Europe. They lie. Look, Internet Explorer, they tied it into the operating system and said, oh, no, it has to be in there. You have to have Internet Explorer. After various lawsuits, we found out, no, that's not true. Privacy, they said, well, Windows is very private. We don't keep any of the information, and yet every time they do an upgrade, particularly now with Windows 11, it spends most of its time spying on you. It's terrible. They said, Windows is secure. We've secured it. We've got wonderful antivirus software on there now. And it is pretty darn good, by the way. But most of their settings provide no privacy for you out there. Copilot and Copilot Plus, they are pushing that really, really hard. But Microsoft, what they're doing with some of these Copilot features is the worst thing possible by screenshotting your computer every number of seconds out there, storing it locally, making now your computer a target for everything because everything is sitting there on your computer. And yet they're saying, oh, no, it's secure. I remember I got a mailing from Microsoft back when people used U.S. mail for this stuff. And I still have the card that said, if you're running Office on your Windows computer, your computer is now secure. What does that have to do with security? It's Office, right? So now what they're lying about is Windows 11 itself. And they have a little tool you can run that says, oh, yeah, your computer, can you do Windows 11? They don't bother checking your device drivers, the hardware that's in your computer for video. They don't check the third-party software that's incompatible. They don't check any of this stuff. So little old me, I wrote a checker that tells you if you are compatible with Windows 11 or not, and it's 100% free. I've done this, Jeff, because I know our listeners are confused. It even goes so far as to give you some indications of compromise. It tells you if your laptop looks like it's being compromised by a hoser out there. So all of that stuff, really important, absolutely free. You can sign up. Just click the link in my newsletter or go to win11ready.com. And I'm going to have a little webinar, going to help you install it and run it and explain what all of this stuff means. Because Windows, Microsoft is once again not being straight with anybody.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But at least I know that my passwords are secure, right? Except that they're deleting my passwords. What exactly does that mean? How can Microsoft delete my passwords?
Isn't this something? These guys are so arrogant. It's crazy. You thought Apple was arrogant. I know a lot of people don't want to use Apple because, oh, Apple's arrogant. Well, yeah, Microsoft is really taking the bacon on this one. And what they're saying is, hey, you know, passwords are inherently insecure. Yeah, they should know, right? Because of what they've been doing for so long. And they're right. They are, right? And a lot of people use the same password on different websites. And you know, they use the same one for Facebook as they do for their bank. And it's kind of crazy. So Microsoft next month is going to start forcing you to use their pass keys. So the most secure thing that you can do is to have something you know along with something you have. So that's what Passkey is all about. This is not a Microsoft innovation, by the way. They're just following the lead. Apple's had something that's just as effective now for about 2 or 3 years. But so what you have now is you have your username and password, which is something you know.
Right.
And then you have your face identification or your fingerprint or your smartphone with a PIN. That's something you have. So something you know combined with something you have. So when the hosers get your username and password, they can't do anything because they don't have your phone. They don't have your face. They don't have any of that stuff. So Microsoft, I'll give them kudos on this one because it is a move in the right direction. Pass keys can be really confusing. I've got some points here, four points in the newsletter, things you can do in order to help protect yourself. But yeah, they're just going to force everybody, just like they've been saying they're going to force the Windows 11 upgrade. Although news this week is that's not quite true either.
Well, we don't have time for every one of Windows lies, so what I would urge people to do is get signed up for your newsletter. Would you like to remind everybody how they do it, my friend?
Absolutely. This is my free newsletter. You can get it at craigpeterson.com. Just go right there, put your name and email in, and I'll send you this week's. It's got a lot of great info in it. And all of the future free newsletters right there, which is usually a weekly ordeal.
I love it. Nah, not an ordeal at all. We everybody I know loves getting them and reading them and learning a lot. Craig, I appreciate you being here as always. That is Craig Peterson. If you are not yet signed up for his newsletter, believe me, if a Luddite like me is capable of getting a lot from it, you will as well. CraigPeterson.com. CraigPeterson.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball. for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.